Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IM on Yvonne, E-V-O-N, McDuffie, M-C, capital D-U-F-F-I-E. Yvonne McDuffie is a 34-year-old male who reports he injured his left foot at work on 9-13-22. Right at that time, his lift truck malfunctioned while he was on a turn. Period, it sped up and crushed his foot. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, he had further evaluation and treatment, including open foot surgery with metal plate implantation and then removal. Period, he completed his course of active treatment on 6-11-23. Period, paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. McDuffie was seen at WorkNet on 9-14-22. Period. He reported the previous afternoon his machine's bed up his foot came off the machine, becoming wedged between the machine and the pole. Period parentheses, this has got to be typographical, close parentheses. His pain level was 7/10 at the first and second metatarsals on the left foot. Additionally, there is an abrasion about 5 centimeters over the medial left foot. Period, he had been working for the insured for only 2 days. Period, he underwent x-rays that revealed a non-displaced first metatarsal fracture, as well as a transverse/displaced second metatarsal fracture. Period, his wound was dressed and he was placed in a cam boot. Period, he was cleared for modified activities. Period, new paragraph, on 9/21/22, he was seen by Dr. Levy, L-E-V-Y. He related he tried to go back to work as a machine operator, but got caught between two things with his foot between, scratch that whole thing. His foot x-rays were discussed and clinical exam was performed. Dr. Levy felt the second metatarsal is an operative fracture due to its displacement. Period. They then pursued surgery on 10/3/22 to be inserted here. Period, he followed up with Dr. Levy post-operatively and was kept out of work for a period of time. Period. He did have repeat x-rays of the left foot to be inserted from, inserted here. Period, on 3/6/23, he submitted to another surgery be inserted here. Period, additional x-rays were done after that procedure as well. Period. On 5/11/23, he was seen again by Dr. Levy in another practice. Period. It was noted on the 3rd of October, Dr. Levy performed an open reduction internal fixation of his left first and second metatarsals. Period. He had a third metatarsal fracture. They decided to treat non-operatively due to impingement on the second metatarsal plate. So it was, this was removed. Period, his entire hardware was removed on 3/6/23. His left wound was, foot wound was slow to heal, but eventually did so, and therapy was given. Period. He then, saw Dr. Levy again on 6/9/23. Period, after discussing his case with the orthopedic team, the patient was cleared for work, but he was going to return on only an as-needed basis. He was cleared for full duty with no aids or restrictions. Period, final diagnoses were crush injury to the left foot, a closed fracture of the first metatarsal and second metatarsal bones of the left foot. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he wore Croc-type shoes. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed. 2-inch longitudinal scarring on the dorsolateral aspect of the foot. Period. On its medial aspect, there was a curvilinear scar measuring 2.5 inches in length. Period. There was no specific swelling about the ankle. Period. Active range of motion was nil, but passive range of motion was, active range of motion of the toes was nil, but passive range of motion was improved. Period. The great toe scratch that. The first toe had 10 degrees of flexion and the second 20 degrees of flexion, but the third and remaining metatarsals and toes had full passive range of motion. Period. Many muscle testing was 4/5. Resisted left plantar flexure and extensive analysis longest strength, but was otherwise 5/5. There was generalized tenderness palpation about the left foot, but there was none on the right. Feet and ankles normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with antalgia on the left, but no foot drop or assist devices. Pretty was unable to walk on his heels or toes. Pretty was able to change positions fluidly and squat and rise. Period. The rest of that is normal. Impressions on 9/13/22. Yvonne McDuffie's left foot was crushed by the forklift he was operating against the wall. Period. The next day he was seen at WorkNet and quickly came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Levy. Period. Surgery was done on 10/3/22 to be inserted here. Period. He had postoperative x-rays as well as an ultrasound. Period. There was some delayed healing to his abrasion. Period. A second surgery was done on 3/6/23 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Levy 3/6/9/23 when he was cleared for full duty and discharged from care. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found that there be healed surgical scarring around the left foot. Period. He ambulated with antalgia on the left, but no assisted devices. Period. He was unable to walk on his heels or toes. Period. He had decreased range of motion about the toes on the left foot on an active basis. Period. Passive range of motion was somewhat improved. Period. Opening paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. And that is the end.